What's up, podcast? Text MEM to 31996 to get access to my free content planner and be first to get notified when anything new launches. By the way, I'm hosting a content workshop this month. Registration opens June 8th. Spots are limited. So again, if you want to be first to be notified, text MEM to 31996. So this episode contains audio from a recent Instagram Live that I did where we discussed why ads lower your organic reach, how to increase your engagement, and why you should be following up with your followers in direct message. Let's get into this episode. Please keep the questions coming. So I am recording this audio for my podcast, if any of y'all listen to my podcast. It's every time I use IG, I ain't going down. Why? So when you give Facebook money, they want more money. So they're going to lower your organic reach. They did that to me. Like I was upset and I knew it was going to happen. The thing is, I thought I was, you know, onto something. So I'm like, I'll sacrifice the organic reach and organic engagement if I can make some sales running ads. So I didn't net any sales from those ads. Then they chopped me like at the knees. Like my followers went from, you know, 50 a day to like 10 a day. Then the engagement went down. Everything went down. So they do that. So keep in mind when you're running ads and you don't have, you know, the best engaged, like if your audience isn't fully engaged or you don't have, you know, the top tier content in the world, they will, you know, lower your organic reach. When your content is just the best in the world or you have a super engaged following that comes to Instagram and they're looking for you, then it doesn't matter because they're going to seek you out anyway. It doesn't matter if Instagram shows your content or not. How do you create more engagement on posts? You can ask for it. So if you need someone to comment or like, say, hey, double tap if you like this. Comment, you know, what you would name this wig. Comment what you would name this color. Comment if you ever blah, 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 fill in the blank. So ask for the engagement. You have to, you know, provoke your audience. Even if it's, you know, going as far as, you know, stating your opinions, like really letting your audience know who you are, getting them riled up. Like, even, you know, with the stuff that's going on with the whatever, stating your opinion about that, that'll get them going. So it's either about asking, you know, for the surface engagement, like, hey, like this post or a comment if you like, or going deep to really, you know, trigger your audience and force their hand to, you know, comment or engage with you. If you look at, you know, some of the posts with the most engagement, it's because, you know, that the content triggered them or the caption triggered them. Then came Judy. Thanks for joining. But yeah, even with hair looks, like hair looks was going crazy. Like when I was growing it, like in its growth period, then I decided to run ads. Like we're getting like 20,000-30,000 profile visits a week. Like crazy numbers, 3,000 clicks organically to the website. Then I ran those ads. They like, I couldn't get past like 9,000 profile visits anymore. Do you recommend following up with customers that have inquired? Yes, because especially when you're new, you're okay. We're in the game of, you know, sales, marketing and sales. So we have to, you know, go past we sell hair. That's fine. Everybody sells hair. And we have to step into, you know, the position of a marketer and a salesperson. Now, we're not sleazy. But, you know, when I say sales, I mean, you know, convincing your followers why they need your product, why they want your product. So it's 100% okay to follow up. You need to. The money is in the follow up. Now, y'all probably heard that before. Even when you're running ads, we make the majority of our money in ads and follow-up ads. Those are called or referred to as retargeting ads, meaning someone has visited your website, they probably added to cart, but they didn't buy. So we send them a retargeting ad to follow up. Like, but that's automated. You're talking about manually probably hopping in DM or texting them like, hey, what's up? Have any questions? Whatever. But yeah, definitely follow up. Lakes by Trina, thanks for joining. Wigs by Desiree. Am I saying that right? XO China, thanks for joining. But yeah, we're marketers first. Marketers and sales people first. So we definitely have to learn and understand the concept of sales. Thanks for listening. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, please leave me a 5-star review wherever you consume your podcast at. Again, thanks for listening.